Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the second Sunday of Easter year A. Our first reading is taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 117. Our second reading is taken from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Our gospel reading is taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. The theme of our reflection is, we walk by faith. We walk by faith. My brothers, my sisters, the first reading notes that after embracing the gospel message of the resurrection, the whole community of Christians remained faithful to the teachings of the apostles, to the brotherhood, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. But as Christians today, how do we remain faithful during this tragic moment of confinement? How do we overcome fear or wipe away tears when some have lost loved ones and their means of livelihood? How do we roll away from our hearts the heavy stones of COVID-19? First, we must not forget that our faith is not based on signs and wonders. I repeat, our faith is not based on signs and wonders. Our faith is not based on bread alone or on quasi-miracles. Rather, our faith is based on the fact that the Lord is risen, and we are, based on the teachings of the apostles and the church, we are children of the resurrection. In other words, we are called children of God because of the resurrection. Thus, St. Thomas Aquinas notes that the resurrection of Jesus confirms our belief in Christ's Godhead. Besides, the resurrection of Jesus reminds us that we will surely rise again on the last day, that the resurrection upholds our faith in Christ Jesus. Hence, in today's second reading, St. Peter notes that the resurrection of Jesus from the dead strengthens our hope in the promise of an inheritance that can never be spoiled or soiled and never fade away. It's a faith in Christ Jesus, a faith that assures us of the blessings of the Lord. Therefore, we must not allow the lockdown, the fears, the anxieties, the headaches of COVID-19 to suppress our thoughts about Jesus the Redeemer, and Jesus the Provider, and Jesus the Helper. We will surely survive and rise above this moment of pains and tears because Jesus has not finished his work of salvation through us and within us. We must remember that Jesus visited the apostles. He visited them again in order to have an interaction with Thomas, who doubted the first time. Jesus will surely turn our own mourning, our own moment of tears, into dancing. Thus, let us rejoice with the psalmist today, because Jesus' love for you, Jesus' love for me, has no end. The prophet Isaiah reminds us in chapter 49, verse 8, that the Lord will surely answer and raise us up and help us in the day of salvation. If we believe that we will be delivered in the day of salvation, then we must not entertain the fear of the unknown. What will happen after the lockdown? Jesus will surely address our doubts and confusions as he did with Thomas in today's gospel. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, we must walk by faith and not by sight. As children of the resurrection, we are invited today to be open to the Lord and to freely accept his mercies. On this day of mercy, we are called also to spread the love, compassion, and mercy of Christ. Remember, we are children of God, children of the resurrection, children of faith in Christ Jesus. And because of our faith, he will surely deliver us. He will surely uplift us. And he will surely not let us remain in this valley of tears. May the Lord uplift you, and may the Lord bless you and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.